This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Common Council member Chris Larson says he's heard and seen from people upset with their property tax bills. A recent revaluation shifted most of the property tax burden from commercial to residential property. Larson on his Facebook page is proposing four steps to avoid future large increases. In his suggestions, he wants the city staff to start work now on their 2026 budgets with no or very minimal increases for next year. He's also proposed the city goes with a two-year budget rather than a one-year budget because it would provide more stability. Larson believes that all properties should be revalued on a regular basis and the tax bills should be sent out in November when the budget is approved rather than waiting until December. He says that way people have a chance to deal with any increase. Larson says he plans to introduce his ideas to the Common Council. February 24th will be the starting date for the new city manager, Rebecca Grill. Grill has been the city administrator and clerk for West Dallas for the last 9 years. Assistant city manager John Fitzpatrick will act as interim city manager until February 24th. Page 2, Oshkosh motorists are getting a Christmas present when it comes to gasoline prices. They're down to an average of $2.67 a gallon. Police have arrested a 35-year-old man they say is responsible for a number of burglaries at area businesses and construction sites. Two Oshkosh Christmas favorites are winding down. The celebration of lights runs through Tuesday, New Year's Eve, and the Payne's Nutcracker in the Castle will end in early January. A reminder that you can see the Four Phantoms at the Grand Opera House PBS special. That's coming up next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Two Oshkosh nonprofits are getting grants. The Christine Ann Center is getting $50,000 for masonry repair and window replacement. The day-by-day warming shelter will get $13,000 for shower repair and a brand new sidewalk. And Newsworthy returns next Thursday. We wish you and yours a happy new year and best wishes for 2025. Turning to sports, congrats to Oshkosh North senior basketball player Zay Mitchell. He set a new single-game scoring record recently, 38 points for the Spartans. And the Wisconsin Herd are on the road this weekend. They're down in Greensboro, North Carolina, for a pair of games. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.